Shabbat Shalom, brethren. Today is Saturday, the 10th of June, 2023. And on the Hebrew calendar is Sivan 21. I'm sorry, I had to stop the audio suddenly because I realized I'd run out of time and I wish to upload the audios onto the podcast without any problems. So the 30-minute mark had, you know, reached. So anyway, I need to continue so I can bring this topic to an end. So I was saying that 250 million angels were taken to Yahweh, cast them into Antarctica because they are the angels that were the, or should I say warm-blooded, they are the ones that they emit fire, they are, or they are comfortable in, with they are comfortable with heat. So instead of putting them in hot climate, Yahweh put them in cold climate so that the cold climate can control the heat that they emit. If they try to emit any heat, it will not kill mankind. Rather, the cold climate will, you know, somehow contain it. And then the other 250 million were sent to Asia, somewhere in Asia. My belief is they're in the Bermuda Triangle area. That's why the Bermuda Triangle has so many mysteries. Nobody really knows much about that place and why things keep happening there that cannot be explained, such as planes disappearing, ships disappearing, and then coming back several years later, and the people who have come back are still looking young like they were before, and some of them are terrified. Others don't even know what's happening now. So I believe the other set of the angels were sent to the Bermuda Triangle, and those were the cold climates. Those are the ones that can, you know, emit cold. So if they ever try to emit cold out of anger for being in chains, the hot climate that is where they are contains their, you know, whatever they emit from their mouths. Because remember that angels can turn into anything. Yahweh made me understand through the lost books of the Bible that angels can turn to whatever they can. And so that which is mentioned in Genesis, let me find it, where Yahweh says that he placed a sword to stop people from approaching the tree of life, and also people from entering the Garden of Eden again. That is actually Angel Michael. So let's read. So he drove out the man, and he placed at the east of the Garden of Eden cherubims and a flaming sword which turned every way to keep the way of the tree of life. That's Genesis chapter 3:24. That flaming sword is Archangel Michael. And that was revealed in the Legends of the Jews once again. And if you see, if you read, as I said, I've said before, I've narrated how Eve and Seth tried to go back to the Garden of Eden to get medication for Adam in his last days on earth. It was Angel Michael that came to talk to them when they were, you know, inquiring to get the medication, because that's who was assigned to stop them from accessing that place. And that makes so much sense, because when you read the Super Gospel, A Harmony of Gospels, you know, it says that when the thief on the cross that had been granted access to paradise reached heaven, and he was carrying his cross on his shoulders and his back, he met Angel Michael at the gate of paradise, because paradise is another place within heaven which is not for everybody, it's for specific people. So that's where the tree of life is. So this man approached the gate, and Archangel Michael did not give him access immediately. Archangel Michael was asking, who are you and who gave you permission to come here? And he said, Yahushua HaMashiach on earth told me to come here and present this cross to you. And he said, when I present this cross to you, which I was crucified on while on earth, you will grant me access. He said, today you will be with me in paradise. As soon as he said that and he showed him the cross, Michael just opened the gate and let the thief in. So it is Michael, Angel Michael, that has been given the role to guard the the way to the tree of life and into paradise. Hallelujah. And obviously nobody is allowed to eat from the tree of life at the moment. Everybody will be able to eat of the tree of life in the future after judgment day, as far as I know and understand Revelation chapter 22. Now, but in the meantime, the tree of life we are to enjoy while on earth is the Torah. Is the Torah, and that's why it says, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds from the mouth of Yahweh. And every word that proceeds from the mouth of Yahweh is actually a component of Yahushua HaMashiach, because it says that Yahushua HaMashiach is the word of Yahweh. So back to the subject of Genesis 6, Enoch 6, and Jude 6. 6, 6, 6. That is why the number of the beast out of the earth is 6, 6, 6. The beast out of the earth is a fallen angel. The beast out of the water is also a fallen angel. And they need each other to accomplish their mission on earth. They are also members of the unholy Trinity Godhead, which is led by the devil, the father of lies. So just like, you know, everything that Yahweh has created, the devil has counterfeited it, has created a copy of it, a counterfeit copy of it. So the unholy Trinity is made up of the father of lies, the devil, and then the Barack Hussein Obama, the beast, who is, you know, going to be known as and introduced as Jesus Christ, obviously the fake Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And you've got the Pope, who is going to he's pretending to be the Holy Spirit, but he is not. And he's there to deceive us and make us think that the Holy Spirit is masculine. He is also there pretending to be the vicar of Jesus Christ, basically. So anyway, let's see what the word vicar means. Actually, I've never looked into that word before to know what it means. Vicar. Vicarious. Ooh, vicarious. What does the word vicarious mean? Experienced in the imagination through the feelings or actions of another person. So acting or done for another. So he's the vicar of Jesus Christ. It makes sense now for him to call him, you know, to be the fake Holy Spirit. The fake Holy Spirit. So vicar, it says an incumbent of a parish where tithes formerly passed on to a chapter. Oh, I don't understand this. The definitions they are using here are related to the Roman Catholic Church, the Episcopal Church, as well as the Church of England. So I'm not going to bother. But when you read the word vicarious, it means, vicar, a minister in charge of a church who serves under the authority of another minister. So a church or official who takes the place or represents a higher official. So it makes sense for him to be the fake Holy Spirit when he says he's the vicar of Jesus Christ. Well, he's a liar. He is not the vicar of Jesus Christ, and he will never be. Amen in Yahushua HaMashiach's name. Now let's read Genesis chapter 6 verse 9. I'm beginning to lose my train of thought. Genesis chapter 6 verse 9 says, Noah and the flood. This is the account of Noah and his family. Noah was a righteous man, blameless among the people of his time, and he walked faithfully with Yah. Noah was a righteous man, blameless among the people of his time, and he walked faithfully with Yah. Noah was a righteous man, blameless among the people of his time, and he walked faithfully with Yah. Amen and amen and amen in Yahushua's name. So I would have loved to conclude with that scripture, because that is the main scripture for this teaching. Genesis chapter 6 verse 9. I wanted to read it yesterday, and I wanted to read it alongside Genesis chapter 9 verse 6, because yesterday was the 9th of June. Hallelujah. Yesterday was the 9th of June, and in the satanic kingdom, the number 9 is inverted 6. For them, number nine is number six. So for yesterday was actually 6-6 for them. And I believe if you search very well, you will see that one or two things happened somewhere that relate to that number. Now, I discovered the other day that there was a wedding. There was a couple that was getting married in a gate in a church, in a certain church in America. And the wedding had already started when the church started burning, lightning struck the church building and the church started burning down. Even the steeple got burned. And I heard that the fire was so bad that the fire brigade could not go anywhere near the church building. Isn't Yahweh amazing? You see, Yahweh knows how to pass on his messages. And it's quite interesting that the church was located in Florida, the state of Florida. I think it's the state of Florida. Florida is well known for promoting LGBTQ so much. This event happened on 6th June. I recorded a lot of audios on that day, but I was not able to share them. I'm going to share them today, hopefully. 6th June, brethren, 6th June, Yahweh sent lightning to strike a church building in which a wedding of a gay couple was to take place. And it is well known by the amongst the gay people that church accepts them and allows them to get married. So they always go to that church to actually get married. So it's quite interesting that Yahweh passed a message by burning the church building using his lightning. And remember that lightning is associated with Yahweh. His voice sounds like lightning. For those who don't know, it sounds like thunder and lightning. Remember, on Mount Sinai, on Mount Sinai, a lot of thunder and lightning were heard. Hallelujah. A lot of thunder and lightning were heard when, you know, the Torah was going forth to the Israelites. Psalm 97 talks about fire going forth and killing Yahweh's enemies. Hallelujah. I love Psalm 97 so much. There's a song we used to sing in high school that speaks, that, you know, sums up Psalm 97. It's quite a lovely song. I'll try and remember it by looking at the words in the psalm. It says, his lightning lights up the world. Hallelujah. The earth sees it and trembles. Hallelujah. Fire goes before him and burns up his enemies round him. The Lord is King, art be glad, rejoice you islands and the seas. The Lord is King, art be glad, rejoice you islands and the seas. Oh God, I've forgotten. Okay, I'll just skip the verses. I'll skip the verses because I think it's gonna be easier. I'll just sing the verses as I remember. No, I think I'm not gonna sing it because it's not gonna be easy for me to remember the words and sing the tune properly. But anyway, Psalm 97 verse 3, sorry, Psalm 97, the Lord reigneth, the earth rejoice, let the multitude of isles be glad thereof. Clouds and darkness are round about him. Righteousness and judgment are the habitation of his throne. A fire goeth before him and burns up his enemies round about. His lightning enlightened the world, the earth saw and trembled. The hills melted like wax at the presence of the Lord Yahweh, at the presence of the Lord Yahweh of the whole earth. The heavens declare his righteousness, and all the people see his glory. Confounded be all they that serve graven images, that boast themselves of idols. Worship him, all ye gods. Zion heard and was glad, and the daughters of Judah rejoiced because of thy judgments, O Lord. For thou, O Lord, art high above all the earth. Thou art exalted far above all gods. Ye that love the Lord hate evil. He preserves the souls of saints. He delivereth them out of the hand of the wicked. Light is sown for the righteous, and gladness for the upright in heart. Rejoice in the Lord, ye righteous, and give thanks at the remembrance of his holiness. Hallelujah. I'll sing one of the verses because I'm confident in that one. The people of Judah rejoice. The people of Zion are glad. The cities of Judah rejoice because of your judgments, O Lord. O Lord, O Lord, earth be glad, rejoice you islands and the seas, the Lord is King. Earth be glad, rejoice you islands and the seas, the Lord is King. Earth be glad, rejoice you islands and the seas, the Lord is King. Earth be glad, rejoice you islands and the seas. Amen, amen, and amen, and amen. Hallelujah, in Yahushua HaMashiach's name, hallelujah. On June the 6th, 2023, a viral tweet with a video of a church building fire began to receive thousands of engagements. The caption of the tweet read, "Woke LGBTQ+ church gets struck by lightning and burns down to the ground." I'm so glad. I just thank you. Yeah, I pray that the message will be heard loud and clear through this. I know that this is just the beginning. Yahweh is so much more. Hallelujah. Yahweh is going to do so much more than this in the future. He is going to continue to pass on his message. You see, he has to do this because America is dying. The destruction of America completely is drawing closer by the day. And Yahweh wants to save as many people as possible. Hallelujah. So every now and again, he will let his judgment manifest in its fullness, so as to pass a message on to the people that what they are doing is wrong. And, you know, just like he burned down Sodom and Gomorrah, he is using fire to speak. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Remember that Yahweh speaks through lightning and thunder. God the Father speaks through lightning and thunder. The voice of Yahushua HaMashiach sounds like mighty waters. And the voice of Ruach HaKodesh is a still small voice. Hallelujah. Though it's quite, you know, interesting when you compare that with what is written in Luke chapter 10:18. And I beheld Satan fall like lightning. That can only be understood when you read Isaiah chapter 12, verses 12 to 14. The way, I don't know why Yahweh uses the fall of Satan from above like lightning, but Yahweh knows best. That I can't go into now because I don't have the revelation. But it's also, we've shared in the past that Obama has been seen emitting lightning from his body in 2021 during his 60th birthday celebration in August. Hallelujah. So that was his way of letting people know that the fulfillment of Luke chapter 10, 18 is actually here. And we have shared already that his name, Barak and Obama, do appear in the Hebrew Bibles in Luke chapter 10, 18, thereby telling us that the man whose number is 666, who is also the beast out of the earth, is actually Barack Hussein Obama. And we've shared in other places as well that Barak is a Hebrew name to mean blessed. It may have another meaning, but the main meaning is to do with blessed. So, although it could mean something else, sorry, from the Luke chapter 10, verse 18, which I've now forgotten. But he had to use Hebrew name and a Muslim name. It will be very easy for the Jews to accept him as their Messiah, obviously the fake Messiah, but they will not know that because the synagogue of Satan, the ones who pretend to be Jews but are not Jews, and they are led by the Rothschild family, who in the book written by Josephus are known as the Bacharachs, as I've come to learn through Larry Gators, the Jews are going to accept Barack Hussein Obama as their Messiah, but only until they realize that he does not bring people back from the dead, and that he's doing a lot of wicked acts around the world. He was not promoting the Torah. They will notice all this as time goes on, and those will be the signs that the Messiah that they've been introduced to is not the actual Messiah. And also after they have begun to recognize little by little, Elijah will make his appearance. Prophet Elijah, the Tishbite of 1 Kings 17 to 2 Kings 2, and confirm their suspicions or their beliefs, along with Enoch. He will do that. He will help them. Elijah, along with Enoch, along with Tabitha, who is written in the book of Acts, and someone else, they will all come and expose Barack Hussein Obama. So anyway, I'm now diverting. Barack Hussein Obama will be accepted as the Messiah by the Jews for a time. I'll say a period of time. But also he will be the Messiah in all the other religions of the world that are expecting the Messiah. He has a Muslim name because he is also the Mahdi that the Muslims are expecting as their Messiah in the future. Now, it will be so easy to persuade the Muslims to observe Sunday as the day of worship, because that day is a day on which they tend to hold services of worship as well, aside from Friday. I don't know why the devil chose Friday for them, but we all know that Friday is the sixth day of the week, and possibly that is one of the reasons. They are the ones who are going to execute the plan of the beast, which is to kill as many believers and followers of Yahushua HaMashiach as possible. That's another thing to consider, because the mark of the beast, the 666, as I said, you have to understand it. You have to read it from Arabic. You have to read it in the Arabic language, in the Greek language, and in the Hebrew language to understand it. And when you read it in the Arabic language, it spells Bismillah, which means in the name of Allah. So that's why to this day they kill using the sword, you know. They've never outgrown that. And that is what is going to happen in the future. Now let's read Genesis chapter 9, verse 6, which says, Whoever sheds human blood, well, it says human there, but you don't find the word human in the Hebrew Bible anywhere based at all, brethren. So let's just say whoever sheds mankind's blood, by mankind shall their blood be shed. For in the image of Yah has Yah made mankind. So this was after Yahweh was giving, during the period when Yahweh was giving Noah the new commandment to live holy, and he had set up the rainbow in the air, and he was making a covenant with Noah and the future generation on the earth. And I see, let's also read Genesis 9:9, which says, I now establish my covenant with you and with your descendants after you. Okay, I've got a few minutes left. I wish maybe to stop here on this subject. I wish to touch on the fact that in the Hebrew year, as per Genesis chapter 1 and Exodus chapter 12, verse 1 to 2, we've got two different 6 months of the year. The first month that is the sixth month of the year before the change of the calendar in Exodus 12, 1 to 2, was the month of Elul, the month in which we prepare for Rosh Hashanah, the rapture day, the holy catching away day to the heavens, and also Judgment Day, Yom Kippur, the Day of Atonement, and then we celebrate the birth of Yahushua HaMashiach and the Festival of Tabernacles. So the month of Elul is the month in which we do the 40 days fasting in preparation for those festivals that I just mentioned, which the festivals occur in the seventh month of the year as per Genesis chapter 1. So the month of Elul is the month in which Yahushua HaMashiach went into the desert led by the spirit of Yahweh, the Ruach HaKodesh, his heavenly mother, to wait on the Lord and prepare for ministry. And it is the month during which the devil tempted him 3 times, and he responded using the word of Yahweh, which he is already. So the month of Elul is crucial because it's also the month in which Moshe spent 40 days waiting on Yahweh to give him the Torah. And during that period, the children of Israel also had to be in fasting and prayer, asking Yahweh to forgive them for all their sins. And then on the Day of Atonement, they culminated that by throwing the goat to Azazel, one of the goats to Azazel, and the other goat was to be sacrificed, and blood is sprinkled upon them and on the altar and on the tabernacle, the temple of Moshe. Now, and then Yahweh forgave them and gave them the Torah. Now, but obviously, sorry, they did not know about the goat's issue before Moshe came down. That was something they did the following year on Yom Kippur. So the sixth month of the year is a crucial month. It's the month in which the bride, the king is in the field. He is searching for his bride and preparing his bride for the wedding feast of the Lamb. Hallelujah. The second sixth month of the year is the month of Adar, the month in which Haman had instituted that with the king's help, that the Jews will be killed worldwide, that Israel will be annihilated from the earth from on the 13th day of the month. And so it is the month of joy. It is the month in which we prepare, we celebrate Purim, the festival of lots, or Esther casting lots, the Esther festival of casting lots, in preparation for Pesach or Passover. And it's the month in which our joy is full. That is the main theme of the month of Adar. Our joy is full. But I'll also call it a month of preparation for the Passover month, which comes after, because it has been revealed by Yahweh prophetically that not long after the month of Nisan, during the month counting of the Omer, the Revelation 7 bride will be caught up into the heavens with Yahweh. The ministry of the two witnesses will finish on the 40th day of the Omer count, the day on which Yahushua HaMashiach ascended to the heavens after his 3.5 year ministry when he was 33 years old in the year 5533. So I need to stop here once again. I'm sorry I keep cutting things short, but our main takeaway from this audio is Genesis chapter 6, verse 9, which talk about Noah being blameless and walk being just, being holy before the Lord. Let us endeavor to be that, like Noah. Shabbat shalom, brethren. This is Sister Perpetua Shulamit George, Yahushua Mashiach, the Chief Cornerstone Ministry.